Releasing natural gas from the Marcellus Shale has been lucrative but controversial. The industry touts the job opportunities and abundance of cleaner, cheaper energy, while environmentalists take issue with fracking and its possible effects on water, land, and humans. The Shale Gas Roundtable was convened in 2011 to explore natural gas development in southwestern Pennsylvania.
We have, I think, 6 environmental organizations, 3 college presidents, 3 foundations, 4 industry representatives, 5 government representatives or public officials, and the rest were made up of ordinary citizens that have been active in the community in a variety of ways.
Jim Roddy is co-chair of the roundtable. He says having such a mix was meant to ensure that any recommendations were fair to all parties involved. Roddy says theirs was no easy task.
We looked at the entirety of shale gas, and we were a little overwhelmed with the number of issues that, that were available.
The roundtable lists 4 top priorities and recommendations and lays out 8 broader suggestions. One of them is to develop an independent research fund that would conduct studies not supported by one particular side of an issue. Jared Cohen is president emeritus of Carnegie Mellon University and co-chair of the roundtable. He says such a fund is needed because current research in this field is, as he puts it, born biased based on who's funding it.
If the industry's funding it, environmental groups will attack it. If environmental groups are funding it, industry will attack it. What we need is a fund that overcomes this by having balanced funding, funding from multiple sectors, so no one can accuse it of being biased just by virtue of its funding source.
In addition, Cohen says the roundtable is recommending lawmakers modernize the 1961 Pennsylvania Oil and Gas Conservation Law, which hasn't been updated since its passage.
1961 is a long time ago for any piece of legislation, but we also know it's hard to legislate in this area because it is so controversial. Nevertheless, it really has to be looked at.
The law doesn't take into account horizontal drilling or any of the modern drilling technologies because they didn't exist when it was passed. Plus, Roundtable project manager Ty Gourley says an arbitrary application line was drawn in the bill.
For example, the Utica is covered by the current Conservation Act, but the Marcellus is not. And so not only do we have an act that doesn't anticipate the technologies of today, it also sets up different rules for different shale layers.
Other recommendations include improving water management and protection, developing ways to minimize environmental impacts of infrastructure such as pipelines, and asking the Department of Environmental Protection to provide annual reports on oil and gas activities. The report will go to a variety of people, including state lawmakers. But Cohen says it's important to note the recommendations are not mandates, and nobody is required to take action on any of them.
We stand ready, however, to work with any group that's interested in implementation. And indeed, we have reached out to such groups.
So far, the co-chairs say the report has been well received. They add one of the unique facets of the roundtable was its diverse makeup. Though members differ on ideological levels, all agreed the development of Marcellus Shale presents big economic opportunities for the state, but has to be done in a way that protects the environment and public health. I'm Deanna Garcia, 90.5 WESA News.